Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
And hello, everybody. Thank you for being with us on this wonderful Thursday, August 12th. Thank you for joining us. Please do me a huge favor. Get out your mobile device. I'm just going to get this started now. I'm going to tell everyone, get out your mobile device right now and send me a text to 88202 and just type in my name, W-I-L-L. Okay? We have a lot to talk about. So if you don't want to ever miss anything in the future, please, 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 again, get out your mobile device, send a text to Will. W-I-L-L is what you want to put in the body of the text. And then the number is 88202. Now, we're also going to be taking phone calls during this broadcast. Shannon is riding with me. So if you want to call and even talk to Shannon, you can do that as well. So, Shannon, yes. If they want to call us, what number do they need to dial? Of course, at the end, they need to push 1, right?
Yep. So if you want to give Will a call, you can give us a call at 516-595-8069. Once again, 516-595-8069. Very important to push 1 to come on the line.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody. Again, it's really an amazing time to see everything that has happened. One of the things that we didn't have on our immediate radar, Shannon, to talk about this evening was the Taliban. Now, more information is coming out about Afghanistan, right? And we're just learning more information about it. You were just reading a minute ago that the Biden administration is sending troops to the American embassy in Afghanistan, while at the same time, I'm just curious, are they addressing the issue of American sympathizers, correct? American sympathizers or American supporters are being hung in Afghanistan by the Taliban?
Yeah, on Twitter, it just came out. Now, of course, I tried to do a search and I couldn't find anything, but apparently the Taliban is proudly showing videos on Twitter of showing U.S. American collaborators is what they call them.
Is Twitter banning these accounts? I'm just, curious.
Because literally the video actually shows two people hanging.
It's a video.
Hanging.
They're showing people that support America being hung. And
right.
Twitter is allowing it, obviously.
Right. And this comes on the heels of the Biden administration warning Americans that are in the area to leave the area, and also, like you said, they are sending troops to the embassy to help get those people out of Afghanistan safely. I guess he doesn't want to repeat a Hillary Clinton moment.
It's
getting pretty volatile.
Actually,
there.
You know what? He was the VP under that.
Yeah.
He was the VP when that took place.
Right. Well, I certainly pray for those people. The Taliban, they don't abide by any, war.
Like the Geneva Convention.
Right,
they
don't abide by that. So they're there to wreak havoc, to hurt people. From what I read, they've actually, like I'm telling you, this is like going crazy over there. Taliban has seized the third largest city in Afghanistan, and they're making a move for Kandahar right now. So,
Wow is right.
Just wow.
You know what? I can't help but think, me being who I am and the way I see the world, I truly see this as a part of the biblical end times that we're seeing. Now, I'm not, again, for anyone that's listening, I didn't say a day or an hour, so while you have it in your head, I don't know why. I have to say that there because a lot of people do. But what they're doing here, it's almost like they need the total chaos happening on the planet. Because just imagine, Shannon, before when President Trump was in office in the White House, Did you see all of this crazy stuff happen like this?
Of course not.
This
you
wasn't
know?
Happening. Of nowhere. Yeah, it was like, wow, look what's happening. He
to
was
be honest,
bringing...
at this point, if this was happening,
mm-hmm.
Trump would be coming out very strong.
Oh, yeah.
And he would be giving a very stern warning to the Taliban that if you don't want America to get involved, you need
Cut
to stop
out.
What you're doing right now.
Yeah.
Now, of course, that's not happening with Biden. If anything, he's just telling everybody, please leave.
Exactly.
Right?
Just run, because guess what? The American people are not going to come help you.
Right.
We're not going to help. We're not going to send any assistance. So if you want to live, you better run. That's
right.
It. Don't expect any help.
Which is scary because it's becoming very unstable there. In fact, there's an article right now in the Epoch Times that's talking about the Taliban taking over these cities. And the Afghanistan soldiers are actually surrendering to the Taliban and switching sides. So, you know, I don't know. But right now they are surrendering. So who's going to fight them? Who's going to fight the Taliban?
Yeah.
If the U.S. or somebody does not intervene, right? What's going to happen over there?
At some point,
we're going to be forced.
It's going to be total chaos. And all this could have been avoided. All this could have been prevented this last November.
Right.
Seriously. But it's almost like the one world elitist and the Democrats here, and they're a part of it. It's like they wanted this.
Right.
It's like they needed this because it's like they look for the chaos on the planet. And like I mentioned a minute ago, when President Trump was in office, you didn't have all this craziness. You didn't have this. We didn't see it
of
like this.
Of course not. Because
you know?
America was actually a threat.
America was a threat to them. Right now, they don't see America as a threat. They see America as weak as ever.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the weakest America has ever been. Seriously. America is even more weaker now than they were when Obama was going around with his apology tour, bowing down to everybody. As of right now, America is a lot worse. America is in such a bad situation, and I think it's going to take the American people. And I'm not calling for any violence, but dadgummit, the American people. If we, the American people, don't stand up against this tyranny, then we're essentially kind of complicit to what's happening over there,
right?
Because right now, all of the Republicans should say, hey, look, they're going to kill Americans. They're killing anyone who supports America. And the Biden administration is doing nothing to prevent this. They're basically saying that, hey, if you catch them, go ahead, kill them. But
well, I don't
other than that, you need to run.
I mean, they are telling people to get out. They have been trying to warn them for weeks now. They are trying to send the military to the embassy to help those people get out. So yay for that. But you know what? His message should be very strong and stern against
mm-hmm.
the Taliban, and it's really not.
He's
just like, okay, everybody, get out of there.
Yep. Run as fast as you can.
Right.
Hope I don't catch you, Mr. and Mrs. Gingerbread Man. I know it's lame, but still, it's disgusting.
Right.
It's horrifying that it's happening.
So we really need to keep an eye on Afghanistan. I need to really dive into it and see.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, you know, more information is coming out. I'm pretty sure within the next 48 hours, we're going to find out a lot more about what's happening in Afghanistan because they're starting to report on it right now.
Right.
And, of course, we're not in Afghanistan, so we don't have, you know, direct access to that information. But if you know someone that is in the region and they have a mobile device or even, you know, where they can have internet, please have them contact me. I would love to get the interview from them on the ground there. I would love that. So if you know anyone you're listening in, by all means, do that.
Right. So let's go ahead and, you know,
And if you want to contact me, just go to my website, which is uniteamericafirst.com. Uniteamericafirst.com. And just go to the contact will section there, and you can send me the information. If you know someone that's there that's willing to speak out. Sorry,
right.
Janet, go ahead.
No. So let's go ahead and, you know, you brought up the fact that one reason why even the Middle East has gotten to this point is because of our current president, right? So the election
because
process,
of the Biden administration,
right? Because Biden was put in the president position.
The Biden administration,
right? So I want to talk a little bit about federalizing our election because the Democrats haven't given up.
Oh, they're not going to give up. They're not going to give up until they get what they want because they're drunk in power. And they just want more power. And the power that they have now, they want to keep it.
Right. And you've talked a lot about H.R. 1.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
If you've been a follower of Will Johnson, then you understand H.R. 1 is about federalizing our election and taking away the Electoral College and so on and so on. Now, H.R. 1 did go through the Senate, fell on its face. However, they have now repackaged, and they're trying to put it back on the floor, right? So an article on the Epoch Times, once again, talks about the Senate advances a sweeping election reform bill and a partisan vote. So now they have voted to listen to arguments for it's no longer H.R. 1. They have now repackaged it and relabeled it as S-1, right? So one reason why the original one didn't pass was because of Manchin, right?
Which, you know, they're hating him about it, too.
Sure. He got a lot of
heat
for it.
Yeah, sure did.
Right?
Sure
well,
did.
Manchin is trying to he's trying to
redeem himself?
Well, he's trying to make the bill something that Republicans will vote on, right?
Okay.
So Manchin said, tonight I'm again voting to move that process forward because I believe that we need to come together to restore people's faith in the integrity of our elections. But I do make it very clear that I do not support the For the People Act. He said, for example, I firmly believe that we need common sense voter ID requirements, just like we have in West Virginia that strengthened the security of our elections without making it harder for Americans to vote. So he said, I firmly believe that we shouldn't politicize the Federal Elections Commission. Good luck with that. He said, prohibit any guardrails on the vote by mail or prevent local election officials from doing basic maintenance on voter rolls. Well, the Democrats basically want to take those things away from states, right? They literally want to remove how we have ran our democratic elections for centuries, and they want it to be controlled by the federal government.
Well,
it's really crazy. I'm going to read you some of the things.
Okay, let me just say
this
real quick before you read it.
One
of the things, the reason why they're doing this is that they have trampled on the U.S. Constitution. Now, to the way I understand it is that the U.S. Constitution is the reason why we have the Electoral College. If they federalize the election, that means the Electoral College, and for the most part, is out the window. Because if once they federalize it, they can control it and say, well, we're going to go along with the popular vote. Or they can put in each state how they want to run the election. So, you know, they could possibly say, well, we're going to throw out for every 10 Republicans that vote. I'm just going to hypothetically speaking here.
Yeah.
For every 10 Republicans, that vote, we'll put in 30 Democrats. And we'll just, you know, we don't even actually need these to be people. We'll just, you know, just put names in and fill them out because that's what we're finding out took place in Arizona.
Right. Actually, the bill really does create more opportunities
to cheat.
That's basically what it does.
To cheat.
Right? And it takes a lot of control out of the state's hands to run their election. So, you know, there was the highly controversial Texas Voter Protection Act that actually just passed today. On the floor today, you know, the case where the Democrats had fled the state, you know, a bunch of cowards went to
talking about Texas,
Washington, D.C.
It was 52 or 54? 50 plus.
And, you know, they want it, they're saying, oh, they're about protecting voter rights, and the bill in Texas was all about, you know, it's going to hinder minorities and people with disabilities, which is just
and people of color.
Right. It's just a bunch, well, you're a minority.
Well, they always say it's going to hinder people of color.
People of color.
It definitely is a trigger word, that's for sure. They do use that. But Texas, yay, Texas, passed the bill today. Thank you for protecting our voter rights. I'll tell you what, they wanted Texas, they needed Texas, and I'm glad that Texas Republicans stood strong. Abbott actually stood strong, and we got it passed. But in the federal government, there's still a struggle. They're still fighting. The Democrats are still fighting to get this passed. They want control, people. I mean, it's so disgusting. I mean, I read through these things, and I'm so discouraged because you hear, Will, you're out on the street. You actually just went to a rally. What was it? Two weekends ago in Texas?
Uh-huh.
And what was your experience there? What were people saying the reason why they were at that rally?
They said that they were there to help, you know, protect people that were handicapped to vote. And they were also there to help
people of color
to vote. So, and one of the biggest thing was I went around and I started asking, my buddy Ben Burkron was there with us. Mm-hmm. And I was asking the question. He actually started it, and I said, man, that's a beautiful question. So I started saying, we started asking the question, how many of you that are here, because there was at least 2,000 plus people there, which
right.
is kind of disgusting to me that we don't get concerned.
It's a diverse crowd too, right?
Yeah. Well, no, not really. It was probably 98% white progressives and maybe 1% Hispanics and 1% half
see,
a percent black.
See, that's the problem. They say they're doing it for the black people who
right.
can't
but,
make it.
But that's why, and that's why I was asking, how many of you have had your vote oppressed? And they said, well, we're here fighting for the people that can't be here. I said, well, if their vote was oppressed, don't you think they should be screaming out about their vote? And then they bring up the point about, well, they were handicapped, all of them? And I'm like, all of them?
Well, actually,
And then one guy said that he was handicapped and he couldn't make it to the polls. I said, wait a minute. You're handicapped, you make it to the polls, but you can make it to this.
And he walked away from
And then
you.
He walked away from me.
Yeah.
And then he walked the way from me.
You know, it's funny, too, because I heard you, at one lady, you asked her why she was there, and, you know, and she said you had brought up the fact that the Democrats were against voter ID, and she said, that's not true. And I just sat there and I was like, okay, that is an ignorant voter.
Yes.
She has no idea what's in that bill. And quite frankly, people need to be challenged on what they are protesting. Because the Democrats put out a lot of trigger words and a lot of trigger statements. But when you get down to the meat of it, right, I think it would shock some of their followers on what is actually in these bills and what is the ramifications of what is in this bill. So let's talk about the S1, right?
Yeah, which basically is HR1 just renamed and repackaged as S1 to try to throw people off.
Right, and Manson is trying to grit some amendments to try to please the Republicans and make it even something that he would be willing to vote on. So whether or not the Democrats would go for it, he's very much for voter ID. They're very much against voter ID. So I really don't know how that's going to happen. They resume their arguments on the floor on September 13th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's you know, there's some – it's actually a huge bill, people. It's actually really huge. And I understand – that a lot of people don't want to go read it or aren't interested, but it's very important for people to do it. So one here, it says that it prohibits states from requiring applicants to provide more than the last four digits of their Social Security number. So no voter ID, really, right? And also, it says that it requires states to permit people to be able to register that day during an actual election. Can you imagine the chaos it would cause? I mean, some people are complaining now that the lines are too long.
Yeah.
What happens if people are there to register to vote and vote?
Yeah, yeah. And then I can see it right now that they're going to, you know, influence people to register a certain way.
And listen to this. It limits the authority of the state to remove registrants from the official list of eligible voters in elections for the federal office in the state based on the interstate voter registration cross checks.
So that tells me that, for example, like in the state of Texas, where we got a new income of people, that you can't turn them away because they don't have the proper ID or they don't have the proper anything.
Right.
You should just allow them to vote.
Just gotta let. So, you know, honestly, people could go poll to poll to poll,
of course,
get false
if they
information,
can't speak it,
and all they have to do is give a 4-digit
number.
It's not even.
Don't have to
be
valid.
Have
to, yeah, they have to validate.
They
yeah.
have their picture on
yeah.
it. You can't even validate that
5-4-3-3
belongs to that person.
Just pick up. Just pick random numbers and just say, just do these numbers.
Well,
here,
we know what often
numbers.
Happens is they pick dead people.
Of course, but the crazy thing is, mm-hmm. is that a lot of these people won't be able to speak English, and they're going to say, if you want people to help you, you need to vote here. Because they're going to ask, who's going to help me? Right here, this is how you vote. Who's going to help me? This is how you vote. That's how they're going to turn Texas blue.
Right. It says it requires...
Among the city.
It says it requires the provisional ballot from eligible voters at incorrect polling places to be counted, right? So once again, it makes the polling place almost incapable of validating who that person is and whether or not they're eligible to vote. They just
exactly.
have to accept it.
Just have to accept it, no matter what.
Right? 8138.
It's the last four. I'm just making.
I'm like, what? What is that?
I'm just throwing some numbers.
But why are you throwing out numbers? What, I mean, you've ever made a phone number.
They're not going to verify it either. They're not going to verify it. I mean, seriously, 3311. I mean, seriously, how do you verify? We're not going to verify it. Just let it go.
Right.
And they can't speak English, but this is who you need to vote for.
Right. But listen, while we're talking about numbers, I'm going to throw out the phone number for you to call in.
Oh, yeah,
will.
Please give me a call. Give me a call.
The number is 516-595-8069. Press 1 to come on the line.
You have to push 1, people. You have to push 1.
So it also opens up to where people can send in mail-in ballots whenever they want. There's no restrictions on mail-in ballots. There are basically, I'm just going to highlight. Basically what happens is they're limiting on us being able to validate any ballot that is hand in at any site. And you have to let people vote when, where, how they want to, with no validation, no recourse, no anything. And the power of the people in that state have no power really to say whether or not they accept it or not. They have to accept it because the federal government says you have to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy to me that people are not screaming over this. I mean, how do you feel when I tell you that, Will?
I think
that anybody can vote anytime, anywhere. We don't have to validate them. Do you feel like that's a vote that's protected?
No, it's not. And see, the Democrats, how they're saying that they want to protect votes, they actually don't. They want to gain power. It's all about power, every last one of them. They truly believe, and Chuck Schumer even said it, nothing is off the table. So they believe that if you have to cheat – then cheat, because they believe in their mind that them cheating is the betterment of mankind. Seriously, they think, well, if we have to do this to make sure, for example, like President Trump, we don't want President Trump there any longer. So if we have to cheat, then we cheat because it'd be better for the nation. Look at the nation today. This is their way of thinking. This is how they think. And we're seeing it. We're seeing the results of that type of thinking, that attitude.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Okay, well, we actually have a caller. We have Chris.
We have a caller?
Yep,
awesome.
We do. Chris from Texas.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, what's going on, Will? Hello?
I can't hear Chris.
You can't hear Chris?
Can you hear Chris?
Can you hear me?
I can't hear Chris either,
Hello,
but I know Chris
me?
Is coming through. Hold on, Chris. I'm going to fix it here.
Everybody else can hear you, Chris, except us. Hold on.
I'm going to fix it. I'm pretty sure that was something on my end that we need to fix here. And
can you hear me yet?
I'm not sure what. Okay. I think I know what it is.
Can you hear me now?
While Will's doing that, let me ask
you
now. Let me
talk
ask.
About.
Okay,
yeah, there
you
we
me.
Go.
Yep, loud and clear.
All right, there you go. Yeah, I find, you know, it's sad how many people are standing behind this for the government act. I don't even call it for the people because it has nothing to do with the people.
You know what, Chris? That's very good. The for the government act.
It is, absolutely.
That's exactly
100%
what it
is.
You're 100% correct.
100%. I mean, they even say it federalizes elections,
yeah,
which to let
level.
You know it's not about the sovereignty of the states or the people in them.
I think I've come to the conclusion that the biggest problem with our government is that we have politicians.
Nancy Pelosi?
Simple as that.
Chuck Schumer? Yeah.
Yeah.
Even some Republicans. We can't. I mean, we can't leave out the weak-kneed Rhino Republicans.
Oh no, I lump them right along with them because they.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've had decades upon decades to fix this stuff, and they haven't. They capitulated, and they were fine as long as they were in power. You know, I just can't wrap my head around the fact that so many people are willing to give up even more of their freedoms just to appease their party.
You know what, Chris? There's millions of us that feel the way you do. And just think about this, Chris. This is the United States of America. When we say that, when we say United States of America, we think of the brave, the free, the strong, right? But that is like gone out the window, and they look down upon that.
It's
really disgusting.
Yeah. You know what's frustrating to me, and you kind of hit on it, Chris, is
Go ahead.
I was going to say you kind of hit on it. My problem is, and you kind of hit on it, is you say you're disgusted that people are not saying anything. I'm disgusted that the people in America have enabled our politicians to be who they are, right? I mean, we've allowed this to get to – the people have allowed it to get to this position, and there's only one way that's going to fix it is if we stop allowing it.
Yeah, that's
because
the only way it's going to end.
The people let the politicians treat it almost like sports. You know, you have your team, rivalries, and you know it's like watching a football game. If you know that the referee is throwing a fake call, it's okay as long as it's against the other team.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
You're so right.
That's exactly how it is. So let me ask you this, Chris. What do you think the solution is? And you know, some people are thinking that you know the states will have to just basically secede from the union.
Well, I've discussed it with you before about the petition I've been writing. I've probably revised it at least 7 times. I've deleted at least 6, and I keep pulling it back up and working on it. But I think it's just going to have to be, you know, people are going to have to start filing petitions. I mean, that's really all we have. And, you know, I broke my one petition down into 8 different petitions that I'm quite ready to start filing as soon as I can. And it's everything from taking away their pension from them and putting it into Social Security like they do for us peasants to, to putting the mechanism in place so that the people by popular vote. Now, see, I believe there is a purpose for a popular vote. It's not to pick your president. So it should be for stuff like if you have a majority of the country that says, hey, these politicians, they pass this law and it's against the Constitution, then by popular vote, the people can call for a repeal of that legislation or force them to go back and debate it.
I completely agree.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, they don't allow us to vote on stuff like that. If anything, they leave everything in the hands of the
lawmakers,
the politicians that represent
that is what we have to change.
Right, I got you.
I completely agree. If that doesn't change,
if it's just left in their hands, nothing is going to change. They're just going to keep doing the same thing.
Let me ask you this, Chris. Do you think it's too late? Because look how much damage they have already done. And look, and if they don't stop, if we don't stop them, and I'm saying we have to stop them in the extreme near future. If we don't stop them, what's to stop them from continuing on with this total tyranny, this corruption?
Honestly, I don't think it's too late. I think that there's nothing that they've done that we can't undo. It's just a matter of it's going to rely on the people to get together in a general consensus amongst the majority that we have to fix this. Not about Republican or Democrat, it's about the people, because whether the Republicans want to face it or the Democrats want to face it, we're all screwed.
Let me ask you this: do you think it's going to be pretty?
No, it ain't going to be pretty. It's going to take something that we've all avoided for a long time, which is civil discourse and debate.
Yep, there it is. That's exactly what it is. And, they're perfectly fine with doing civil discourse and destroying the country, burning everything down, attacking people in the streets, burning vehicles, just whatever they can politically and religious, and as long as it fits their narrative. But you're absolutely right. It's not going to be pretty. And in order to fix it, there's going to have to be an uprising. Now, I'm not calling for violence, but daggum it, these people, the good guys that are in law enforcement, they're silent. They're not doing anything, and they should be. They should be standing with the people. These people have actually committed treason, and the lawmakers continue to do it because they're the politicians. And the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, none of them are doing their jobs. The good people that are in these organizations are silent. They're just like looking the other way because they don't want to lose their job and they don't want to end up in the prison cell as a political prisoner like the other almost 500 plus Americans right now. So, hey, Chris, thank you so much for the comment. Okay?
That's the comment I made about about Cuomo the other day about his resignation. I said, I said they sit there and talk about how they want to get this trial, this proceeding going, speedy trial, due process, all this stuff. What about the people that's been sitting in jail since January 6th? Where's their due process?
Exactly.
Where's their speedy trial?
They don't care. Yeah, they don't care.
No,
they don't care because of political prisoners. They went against their agenda because the kings and queens felt threatened. So they have to remove those people, and they want to use those people as an example for the rest of us not to say anything, not to step up against them, not to fight against the tyranny. To shut up and comply is what they want.
I'm saying we don't need to.
We need to stand up now. We need to grow a pair as American people and say enough is enough. Look what they're doing in France. You even have the police now marching with the people in France against this tyranny that they're implementing on tour. So, hey, Chris, we got a lot more to talk about. Hey, I want to thank you so much for giving us a call, okay?
Hey, no problem.
All right. Take care. So, Shannon, I know we have so much more. So, I want to talk about the Biden administration, how they shut down the oil rig in Northern America, how, we had that whole hack of the oil system in on the East Coast, which I don't think was just a coincidence. And then Biden actually lifts sanctions on Russia so they can restart up their oil production, and now America is looking to Russia and to Saudi Arabia for oil.
Right.
What sense does this make, people?
Right. And let me tell you what, it's all because of certain things that Biden has put in place. One is he shut down the oil pipeline in America. And I'll tell you what, now we're running out of oil, and he has the audacity.
Oh, my goodness.
The audacity to look to Russia and China for oil, and Afghanistan for oil. What is going on? Or Saudi Arabia, I'm sorry.
China.
This is crazy. This
Actually, as you know, OPEC and China, they're going to win. OPEC, China, and Saudi Arabia, they're going to be the winners in this. The American people, the country, we become the losers. We were winning under President Trump constantly. We became energy independent people. Wake up. We were energy independent under President Trump, and now they want us to depend on Russia? They want us to depend on Russia and China and Saudi Arabia?
Russia.
Russia.
And now, I mean, seriously, so where's the liberal media at on all of this? Oh, you know what it comes down to? The liberal media and all of those on the left, the communists on the left, they're happy about this because what should be taking place is that because what Governor Abbott just said, Biden, what are you doing?
Right.
We have enough oil here in the United States of America for the American company, for the American country and the economy, but yet the Biden administration doesn't want to do that. Why? Because they constantly say that they don't want to help the 1% are the billionaires in the United States of America, but by them going to American-based businesses for the energy that the country needs, all that's going to do is put money into the economy of the United States of America that's going to create more jobs in the United States of America, and on top of that, we become energy independent. But they don't want that. They have a different agenda. It's all about the one-world system.
Right, and I just want to let people know who OPEC is. Okay, OPEC is the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. It's actually a cartel of 13 countries. We're talking about Algeria, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Libya, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, and Venezuela. These people run this petroleum cartel, and they want to have control over the oil in the world. But little do people know here in America that we actually have, what is it, 100 years of crude oil available to us here in the United States?
Well, according to Abbott, he mentioned saying that America, I think it was Greg Abbott that said it, it doesn't, regardless of all that, we have enough oil for 100 years. Actually, I think it was in the video that we saw earlier, and I'm going to play the audio for that here in just a second, but they mentioned that we have 100 years of oil just in Texas alone. Now, we have oil off the coast. We have oil in other parts of the country, but they don't want to use our natural resources here. And, you know, they always say, well, we don't want to use our resources here because we don't want to tap out. Well, you know what? We're not us depending on other nations is tapping out. It's like we're in a boxing ring and all we're telling someone, throw in the towel, we want to tap out. Tap us out.
Well, when
it's
you
ridiculous.
Set everything down, you're never going to find any more crude oil, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But Texas Governor Abbott is saying, listen, Biden, why are you looking to China and OPEC for oil when we have it right here in America? He said our producers can easily produce that oil if the administration will just stay out of our way. He said, allow American workers, not OPEC, to produce the oil that can reduce the price of gasoline. Don't make us dependent on foreign sources of energy, but will, like you said so many times, they want us to depend on foreign countries and not America, because Biden is not about America first.
Yeah, it's all about the build back better. In order to build something back, you have to tear it all down, and that's their agenda. Hey, and we're going to still take another phone call if you want to give us a call. I actually posted the number on Facebook, and you have to push 1 at the end of that if you want to come on and talk. But let me play some of this audio for you so you can hear. This was back when the Obama administration first was shutting down the
Biden,
pipeline.
Biden, you mean?
Huh?
You said Obama.
No, the O'Biden administration.
Oh, Biden.
The O'Biden administration when they first shut down the oil, and they said this is they basically made a prediction on what's going to happen based on everything that they saw in the past. So this is listen to what they have to say. Let me get it going here, and you really need to pay attention. Pay attention because it's like nothing new, right? They saw this coming. They talked about this coming, and a lot of people just look the other way.
Right.
Like, oh, okay, it's just talk. It's just talk.
Yeah, this guy predicted exactly what was happening, and
yes.
Now it's happening.
And
not
now,
even how many months into the administration.
Yeah, yeah, and now it's happening. It's really disturbing, 100%. Okay, so let's listen.
I'm very much concerned for the entire oil industry in the United States. And don't forget, the United States and Canada, we have 100 years' worth of crude oil. This is being pushed by China and Asian countries that have no oil. It's being pushed by Germany that has no oil. And what happens is the cancellation of the pipeline is going to cost 11,000 high-paying union American jobs. What was going to happen, Brian, is the crude oil from Canada and the United States is going to go down to the Gulf Coast, get refined by American workers and get distributed in South America, Caribbean, Central America, Africa. You know what happens now? It's going to be distributed by Saudi Arabia and the OPEC nations. America loses. OPEC wins. That's the whole situation. In addition, that the Canadian crude oil could go to the Canadian coast and could go to China. So again, America loses and China wins. And it's very much concerning for the American economy. And I've asked all my friends that are very close to President Biden to ask him to re-review the situation because we don't want to hurt the American economy that has soared. We went up to 14 million barrels a day with fracking. That panicked the Saudi Arabians. That panicked the Russians that made a behind-the-scenes deal. And last year, crude oil down to $15 or $20 a barrel. You know the reason? To put the American people out of business. That was the whole reason. When the king of Saudi Arabia realized that he was losing billions and billions,
yep.
He fired the prince for doing such a stupid thing. And then the prices normalized to $35, $40 a barrel, which was a decent number for everybody.
So now here we are, which was actually predicted. We're actually seeing the results of that. And it's absolutely true how screwed we are because the politicians are not stopping it. I mean, it's like it's too late now because
already
destroyed.
You can see Biden already been warned.
Yeah, yeah.
He
and
didn't
you know what?
Care. It wasn't his agenda. He has an agenda to make us dependent on the Middle East for oil for whatever reason, right? He's in bed with China. He's in bed with the Middle East. There's a reason why he's doing this. There's not going to be a change.
Right.
I know Abbott's coming out and saying, hey, keep America jobs here in America. Keep, you know, our dependence on America. But Biden's not going to do it.
No, of course not. And just like I mentioned earlier, if they're keeping the money here and if the government is going to use taxpayer dollars and buy oil from someplace else, that means that the American-based businesses don't grow. And that's what their agenda is. And let me say this, too. And, you know, this whole one world system thing, they want only certain countries to produce certain products. That's what the whole one world system is about. You know, this country produced this, that country produced that. But the American country, the United States of America, guess what they want them to produce, Shannon? Nothing. They want America to fall. They want America to become nothing. They want America to be the last thing anyone ever thinks about. They want China on top. They want all these other nations to rule the world. And America is just here.
Right, right. I mean, we're a powerhouse, or we were when Trump was in power. Now we're losing our power. We're losing
our respect.
Right. I mean, they're not afraid of us, right? Which is a clear example of what the Taliban is doing right now in the Middle East, clear example of us shifting our oil dependency to the Middle East. And it's crazy.
It's 100% crazy.
I mean, Biden's approval should be like 0% at this point.
Well, the only reason why it's not 0% because you have, my opinion, a whole bunch of nut jobs out there that think that he's doing a wonderful thing. You know, because, look, they believe in this whole liberal utopia.
Yeah.
They believe in, you know, tearing everything down, and only a few of them have the say-so in everything, and only a few of them have the luxury in everything. And these liberals that's out on the street don't even realize what they're supporting. What do you think, they're going to be welcome into this liberal utopia? No, because they're not going to have a certain amount of status.
Yeah.
They're completely idiotic.
Yeah, talking about liberal
idiotic.
What?
Idioticy.
Right. You know, they're trying to have this critical race theory here in the school district. Well, there was one Virginia teacher who actually resigned because of highly politicized agendas. And I have a feeling that she's not the first. I have a feeling that many teachers are going to do this. Because it's, you know, like Manchin, actually last night, one of the bills that the Senate passed is a anti-CRT amendment passes after Manchin votes with Republicans, right? So basically this bill that passed last night, or actually this morning at 4 a.m., it's an amendment banning the use of federal funds to teach concepts associated with critical race theory in primary and secondary education at schools. So, you know, because right now they're getting a ton of federal funding for COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
The federal government's picking up the slack because students didn't fill seats last year. And so that really took away income from the school district. So the federal government has filled that void. And they're saying that you cannot use those funds that we gave you to create a curriculum for CRT. I love it. And Manchin, I don't know if he's going to get reelected.
You know, to my understanding, Manchin is in a red district, to my understanding.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. I mean, I could be wrong on that, but to my understanding, I think he's in a red district. I don't know how he got elected in the first place, but to my understanding, I could be wrong on that. You know, if someone wants to call me and let me know that I'm wrong, that's fine. That's fine. Please call me.
I mean, it's from West Virginia. I don't know. Is that typically
because look how the Second Amendment is looked at there. I mean, they're big about the Second Amendment, you know, so, but it's still close to D.C., right? It's close enough to D.C.,
mm-hmm.
where a lot of liberals, for some reason, migrate to that location.
Actually, you're right. Republicans do outnumber Democrats in West Virginia.
Yeah. So with him doing that, I think that's the only reason why he's trying to, you know, like, hey, I'll do the right thing when it's necessary. But other than that, I'm a Democrat. Don't expect it. You know, that's how I see it. But Manchin, he ticked off the Democrats. He ticked off the Republicans. Is he trying to truly be down the line? No, I don't think so, because with the whole voter right issue thing, If he's trying to federalize it, that means that the Democrats will be in power, and he's a Democrat. He's all for that. I mean, they're drunk in it. And there's some Republicans that are drunk in power, too. But the whole CRT, I mean, anyone who supports CRT, they are anti-American. They're anti-white. They're anti-black. It's not about actual history. If they, you know what? I've said this before. If they were to take CRT and put the actual history into it, mm-hmm. saying like, you know, okay, white people in the past that wanted black people to remain slaves, they were Democrats. But see, they leave that key point out. And then they always try to, the whole thing about a party switch, right? That is a total lie.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that switched were the tactics the Democrats used to control black people and white people, to get people to believe that they were for people. That's the only thing that changed. When you become a Democrat, you become one of the elitists. You look at AOC. She's dumber than a bag of rocks. But as soon as she became one of the elitists, look at her now. They listen to her.
I don't understand it either.
They listen to her because now she's one of the leaders, and, like, she has a voice. She knows what's best for all of us, even though she's dumber than a bag of rocks.
Right.
They look at her that way.
Right. So last night, of course, senators got to hit the podium and give their argument for or against this anti-CRT amendment. And, of course, Tom Cotton, who I really like, a representative out of Arkansas, he said, growing up, I was taught, as I suspect most of you were, that America is a great and noble nation in large part because, as Lincoln put it, all men are created equal. He said, sadly today, some want to replace our founding principles with an un-American ideology called critical race theory. They want to teach our children that America is not a good nation, but a racist nation.
Mm.
Those teachings are wrong, and our tax dollars should not be spent to support those ideas.
I mean, how do we get so far in this country when we most of us thought that the racism was like, okay, you know what, we've moved beyond this. Be honest with you, I thought that racism was done during the end of Bush Jr. During the end of his term, I was thinking that, okay, you know what? We've gone past it. We're done with it. And then Barack Hussein Obama came to light, was actually kind of, wow, look at this. Look at this. And then he became president. Wow, look at this. So it proved that America had moved past all of that. Let's go on.
Right.
But see, Obama and the Democrats, they had to dial it back because they know using racism, having people at each other's throats because of racism, is a means of control. By them controlling the masses, by them putting out these little pockets of hate here and there, they get people riled up. Then at the same time, the government can do whatever it is they want to in the background while we're at each other's throats at all levels.
It really is. And actually, there was an article out today by the Epic Times that said, for the first time in history, the white population is decreasing here in America.
Really?
Yeah. So.
So who's increasing? Because they're killing black babies in abortion clinics at alarming rate. Oh, it's Hispanics then.
I was gonna say, well, they are just coming across the border.
It's Hispanics. There it is. It's Hispanics. Okay.
Right, but it's sad because, you know, really and truly, the founding documents of our country are that all men are created equal. Has that always been perfect? No. But the fact that we have that foundation has always brought us back, right? Has always made us correct our wrongs for the most part. Am I right or wrong? Do you not feel that way?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
The things have changed. I mean, you most definitely have more rights, freedoms, and respect than people did in the 1930s and 40s, right?
Oh, of course. Of course.
We have come a long way.
Guess what? As a black man, I can go down to the store by myself.
I mean, well, I want to know.
And you know what? And I can buy some white milk.
I want to know because I'm a white woman.
Are you?
You didn't know that.
I had no idea.
I want to know.
Someone turn the lights on.
As a black man, what rights do I have that you don't have?
Let me see. What rights do you have that I don't have?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you can even be a female if you wanted to.
Yeah. I mean, actually, if I wanted to go around and start saying that I'm a trans, I would end up having more rights than you, especially a black trans. I would have more rights than you, especially according to the left, according to this idiocy.
I mean,
this is the world we live in, people. It's so ridiculous. It's disgusting.
The sad thing is they refer to racism as these liberals actually believe that minorities aren't as intelligent as they are. That's what it comes down to. They don't think that you know how to figure out where to vote, right?
Right.
I mean, Biden says he doesn't think that they know how to use a computer to find out where to vote.
Right.
They think that you can't figure out that when you have 2 weeks to vote before the actual election, that you can't figure out a time to go.
Yeah, 2 weeks is not long enough.
You could even mail in your vote if you're just lazy and you just want to mail it in. You can do that too.
Well, they want to restrict it all to mail-in voting. But anyways, When I was in Austin asking the people about that, they were saying how long. I said, well, how long is, you know, long enough? And you know what most majority of them said? They said 2 weeks. Did you know that?
Really?
When I was asking the people at the Capitol of Austin, in Austin, Texas,
yeah.
I said, how long do you think people need to be able to vote? And they go, 2 weeks.
Which literally in federal elections, it was 2 weeks.
That's what I said. I said, so wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You do know it's already 2 weeks, right? And they kind of looked at me and they glazed on. Then they go, well, we need more time. Oh.
It is laughable because they don't even know how dumb they are.
Yeah. Also, you need more time to cheat, right? That's what it is. More time to cheat because once they start seeing the numbers come in, they need more time to try to make it balance it out so they can cheat. To, you know, to make it look like it's not cheating, instead of just having this whole box of ballots come in for one person,
right?
Which
yeah.
is, you know, unheard of, never happened. Even if it's completely, you know, they say 100% blue district, there's somebody in that district that's not going to vote with the Democrats,
right?
Someone who has opened up their eyes that's not going to vote with the Democrats. There's somebody there. There's no way that 100% of these ballots is going to be, for example, how it was for O'Biden. It's just not going to happen. So now we're stuck with Vice President Biden in the White House. And, you know, and people are like, some people starting to realize that it was a lot better under Trump. Oh, let me tell you this quick story real quick. I had to go to a music store today. And when I went into the music store, of course, in Austin, in the music store, they're all liberals, all progressives, and they're white. I don't think I've ever recall seeing anybody black working in there. Well, anyways, I go in there, and of course, for those of you that don't know, I'm a masculine man with dreadlocks. And I go inside to buy a cable. Well, I go in there, and there's another male in there, black male with dreadlocks. And I have on my MAGA hat. I have on my MAGA hat, and he doesn't see me walk in. His back is turned towards me where I'm looking at the cables, and then all of a sudden he turns around and he looks at me. Mind you, everybody else in the building is white. The only two black guys are in the building is the one with dreadlocks, both of us with dreadlocks. He turned and looked and saw my hat. He said, dude, I love that hat. I truly love that hat. He said, dude, I can't get over that hat. I love that hat. And everybody else white just looking at me. What's wrong with him? Did he get away? He got away from the plantation. How did he get away? And then not knowing that the other black guy, the only other black guy in the building, said, I love the hat.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know what? You never know. Because a lot of people, they expect black people especially to just, you know, be dumbfounded and to be Democrats.
I mean, sure. I mean, you just mentioned that 2,000 people at the Capitol, most of them were white people talking about how black people can't vote.
Yeah, but there's no black people. I think it was a handful of black people. And I was saying, hey, were you not able to vote? And they just kind of looked at me. I mean, I said, hey, you can even lie. Just lie and say, yes, my vote was oppressed. But they couldn't even do that. And I said, why aren't you lying? You're going along with the lie of November. Why not go along with this lie? I mean, because that's what you're doing. This is all a lie. It's a total fabrication of the truth. And every last one of you here supporting this nonsense, you know it's a lie. And
right.
they were so angry with me. Ooh wee, they were angry.
They was angry with you, Will.
They were
because when you give them the truth,
yeah,
and then they recognize it.
You can't handle the truth.
They can't handle it. That's how I'm saying it.
Absolutely. So. We have just less than 1 minute. Hey, I want to thank everyone for listening in. I know you're out there, and I know there's probably some trolls out there listening in. What is Will saying? What is Will saying? So I want to thank everyone for being here with us. Thank you so much. We will be here next Thursday, right? Next Thursday, God's willing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Hey, if you haven't, make sure you go to my website, unitesamericafirst.com. Because I'm going to be in a location this weekend that you will not want to miss. I'm going to the front line of the craziness. The front line of the craziness. So you want to make sure you tune in for that. Other than that, please do me a favor. Send me a text to 88202 and just type in WILL. You'll get awesome information that you need to know from American Truth Project.
And a notification of this broadcast every Thursday.
Absolutely. We'll see you next Thursday, everybody. Take care and God bless.
Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.